John Banville's new book is called Snow. It's a detective story set in Ballyglass House in County Wexford in the late 1950s. While it deals with the legacy of the Catholic Protestant divide and the power of the Catholic Church, it's also an homage to the Agatha Christie style of detective genre. Strafford, the detective, is called to investigate the death of a priest who has, of all things, been found murdered and mutilated in the library with a candlestick beside him, and it's a colonel that brings us in there. In this reading, John Banville takes up the story.
There was not as much blood as there should have been, given the wounds that had been inflicted. When he looked more closely, he saw that someone had mopped up most of it. The priest's body had been tampered with too. He lay on his back, hands joined on his breast. His legs were aligned neatly side by side. All that was lacking was a set of rosary beads twined around his knuckles. Say nothing for now, Inspector Strafford told himself. There would be time enough for the awkward questions later on. On the floor above the priest's head stood a tall brass candlestick. The candle in it had burned out completely, and the wax had flowed all down the sides. It looked bizarrely like a frozen cascade of champagne. Damnedest thing, eh? The colonel said, touching it with the toe of his shoe. Give me the shivers, I can tell you. As if they'd been a black mass or something. Said Strafford.
John Banville there, reading from his latest novel, Snow, which is published by Faber. And we spoke to John Banville about the novel on last Thursday's programme. If you go to the website, rte.ie/radio1/arena, you can listen back to that interview and indeed to lots of other stuff in our archive if you are so inclined.